Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. In this video, I'm going to be talking about the purge of the Russian army and Ministry of Defense, because in the last month or so, five very senior figures have all been arrested, charged with corruption. And if I've got it right, they're three generals and they're two senior figures in the Ministry of Defense. So what's going on? Almost certainly we haven't seen the last of this arrested by the Federalnaya Služba Bezopasnosti. That is like the secret police in charge of paternal oppression. No, I didn't say repression, oppression. So to some extent, there's this row between the FSB and the army. Remember, Putin comes from the FSB. It was the KGB, the Soviet era, Komitet Государственной Безопасности, the state, Committee on State Security, and it's now the internal section. It is renamed the FSB since 1991, and he was director of the FSB 1998 to 1999, just before he became prime minister. So it's thought that a lot more arrests are coming. So why is the question? Now, they've all been charged, as I say, with peculation and defalcation. Now, Sergei Shoigu, he was not arrested, but he's been demoted to be Secretary of the Security Council. But previously, one of his acolytes was removed. So even since the Soviet era, Russia's been this unofficial neo-feudal state with an exchange of services for protection. So the vassal, he'll be serving his master, and if the vassal is stealing public money, he'll have to pass some of that up the food chain and do the bidding of his master to carry out this task, block that person, promote this person, sack this person, whatever. But in return, you can get away with your misdeeds and you're guaranteed in your job. You might even move up, but you're certainly not going to lose it. And that's the way it works. And obviously, that leads to a sclerotic bureaucracy and in the armed forces. Likewise, well, the system doesn't function very well because it's like a sort of a meritlessocracy rather than a meritocracy. There's the blot system, exchange of favors. So I give your sister a job and in return, your cousin will promote my friend in whatever organization. This often happens before the big person like Shoigu is removed. The people very close to him are removed as well. Now, Putin waited till his re-inauguration and the May Day victory parade were out of the way. He didn't want to queer the pitch for those. So obviously the army is way more heavily armed than the FSB, but they're not fighting back. It's obviously not against the army completely. It's against obviously certain elements of the army. The army is over a million strong. And there's only a handful of people at the top who are then these purges. They're not being executed, but they're facing at least several years in jail. Timur Ivanov, he was arrested at the end of April. He's the deputy defense minister. So, and the FSB has an office in the Ministry of Defense there on Frunzeskaya Naberezhnaya. I used to walk past it all the time, but well, I better not film there. Named after, is it Mikhail Frunze? Guy was half Moldovan, half something else. It was a Red Army general in the 1920s, and that's why it was Frunze in Kyrgyzstan was named in honor of him. His surname actually means leaves in Romanian, because you know the Moldovans said they speak Romanian. So the FSB is spying on the army, as was the FSB having offices in historical institutes. What's that got to do with intelligence? But I mean, it's in secret information, in nothing. But it's just like the Soviet era is their ideological enforcers for Putin's lies. The Kremlin says we're simply doing is we're winkling out people who are accepting bribes or they're purloining public funds. Of course, it's been going on for years and it's been tolerated. It's not on the gross scale that it was when Putin became president. It's decreased. So the charges against Ivanov, they date back to 2016. Why have they only taken action now? He clearly had some sort of green light to do it, presumably from his master, Sergei Shoigu, who was the defense minister since 2012. And he was just allowed to get away with it. I was getting away of winning the war. So people being promoted because they paid money, or people being excused military service, or being sent to rear units where they're completely safe in return for bribes, fuel, which has been stolen and sold in the black market, winter tires, I don't know what else, even rations, loads of things. That's why the troops didn't have the equipment and the vehicles were not working. the beginning of the war. Now, they have ironed out a lot of this, but they're just taking action about it now. So I remember Putin was told that we're going to take Kyiv in 48 hours. Here we are, is it 850 days later, and it still hasn't happened. You know, the second largest army in the world can't defeat about the 50th largest Putin. So supposing it's a fight against corruption, but more arrests are coming almost certainly. Is to some extent because they're just not good enough, incompetence. Now, obviously, who's really responsible for the Russia not winning the war? It's Putin. So he's got to find scapegoats because it can't be him. Who chose to launch the war against Ukraine? It's Putin. Who put these generals in charge who are not up to scratch? It's Putin. And who kept them there for 2.5 years? It's Putin. And who's ultimately responsible for the military manufacturing sector not producing what they need, the technology not being good enough, not enough troops, and on and on and on. Ultimately, it's Putin, but he's never going to carry the can. Responsibilities passed down the chain of the chain of ranks. Obviously, that's a gross dereliction of duties, grossly irresponsible. A decent leader will take responsibility, because if your subordinates are underperforming, well, then it's your duty. You should have not put them in the first place. You should have disciplined them, remove them, do whatever it takes. So, it's partly it is corruption. And the conviction rate is over 99%. These people are almost certain to be found guilty. So Shoigu and his coterie are in, and the new guy Alexei Belousov they're out. Alexei Belousov is in. And remember, he's worked in economic roles most of the time. The idea to make it function more efficiently, and a lot of this war is going to be about the economy. Something as banal as how many shells you produce. So they've really got to up their military production, especially the Ukrainians have got these big shipments in the United States over the last month. And they realize that Russian military technology is a generation behind that of Western countries. And Ukraine is increasingly getting that. So it's obviously quite bad news for Russia at the moment, because, okay, they're inching forward in the Kharkiv region, claiming to take a hamlet every day or so. But it looks like they're not going to get a breakthrough. I mean, as I say, I think they will take Kharkiv, but not until the end of this year. They're taking very heavy casualties now. It was possible to take Kharkiv without casualties being that bad until all these new munitions from the USA arrived. That's slowing them down. Another big problem that they have is so many of the armored personnel carriers, so many of the infantry fighting vehicles have been destroyed, and they can't produce them at a fast enough rate to replace those. They've taken some out of storage that's been in warehouses for decades and tried to make them serviceable, but they're not really roadworthy. I mean, that's not the word, because they don't go the road mostly. They're somewhat usable. These battle taxis to get them to the front line, relatively safe, and that's not really working. Sometimes have forced to use soft skin vehicles, even civilian vehicles, because they're so short of them. And obviously this trade with China is vital. So yeah, it's partly punishing them for failing in their duties. And Ivanov was removed, was actually said to be very popular with his men, and the pro-war bloggers are aghast at him being arrested. And saying that we need to rotate. These guys have been in the front line for 2 years. It's not fair. Give them a holiday, send them to the rear for a few weeks at least, please, boost morale. And they're not doing it. So surprising that there's not more desertion and mutinies. Over 5,000 prosecutions for desertion already in this war in Russia. Those are the ones they caught. But again, you might say that's not that high out of a million troops. You know, that's only like 0.5%. Is it even 1% have deserted? Again, that's not incredibly high. You'd expect some desertions even in peacetime. But as I say, so for Putin, it's sort of manageable. For maybe 3 years. If Trump comes back, that's a bit of a game changer. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.